Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, it's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. This time of the year, we keep talking about it, Tito. Every game is so important because of where you've put yourself in first place. And I know this probably sounds stupid. You lost a game, but yet, even though you lost, wasn't it a good day yesterday based on how Danny Salazar looked?
I mean, I get your point. You know, it's a tough loss because, you know, we didn't do much, and then at the end we had a chance. So every loss hurts. But to your point, Danny pitched much more like Danny, and that bodes well for us because we need him. You know, we've talked to all our starters. We need them going down the stretch, and they know that. And to see Danny throw the ball like he did against a really tough Ranger lineup. I mean, they make you work so hard, and they foul off pitches, and they give you a pretty good day's work when you go out there. So I thought he did really well. That was good to see. You know, now we get home. Hopefully we can take advantage of it. You know, that was a 7-game road trip, but it seemed like it was 17. And, you know, so it would be nice to get home. You know, get everybody in their own beds and just see if we can, you know, again, perspective is a really hard thing to have, especially during a game. But if you can keep your perspective and, like I said, not get too high or too low, we'll be okay.
Terry, does this help that you've been through it before? I mean, do you look back to your early days as a manager? Would you have handled situations differently than you do now just because of having gone through it?
You know, Hammy, when I was really young, I think I would have loved to have been in it because there's nothing worse, in my opinion, than not being in it. I think that every time you're put in a situation, it helps. And I think it's your responsibility to make it help. I also think on the flip side, for some of the young guys that are naive, that doesn't necessarily hurt either. They just go up there and see the ball and hit it and play baseball. That sometimes that's the best way to go about it. You can talk yourself into making this tough. So, again, regardless of where guys are at in their career, or even myself, you try to turn everything into a positive and take advantage of everything you can.
Now, you mentioned Danny Salazar. We talked about how good he looked, but now he's gone from the club for a few days, awaiting the birth of their child. Does this impact him as far as making his next start, and are you able to add somebody?
One, it does not impact his start. He's in town, so he'll be here, make his start. We brought up Sean Armstrong to put in our bullpen just to supplement our bullpen. And then after the 3 days, it's September, so we can keep him here if we want. So everything stays in order. We just got an extra bullpen guy for the next couple days.
You probably hate hearing the Minnesota Twins have lost 10 straight. Sometimes they can be the most dangerous club, can't they?
Well, they've shown all year. They've played us tough. I mean, you know, they've played us and the Rangers better than anybody. And that's one of the reasons why I say all the time, hey, just play the game tonight. Just focus on the game tonight. Because regardless of we're 8-0 or 0-8, it really doesn't matter. We need to go out and win the game tonight. And it doesn't matter what happened in April. It doesn't matter what happened last week. That's just, again, good and bad. That's why I just think you stay in the moment because you don't want to drag yourself down.
You know, we saw it. We talked about it with Texas. They have the best home record in baseball. They hit way better in that ballpark than they do anywhere else. Now, it's a great hitter's park. Conversely, this is a pretty fair park when you consider how cold and how much the wind blows in early. Yet your ball club has significantly better numbers here at home, especially offensively, Tito.
I would think, Hammy, always teams would lend itself that way just because you get more comfortable in your home park. But sometimes years, when you look at the breakdown, when it's all over, some things will surprise you. You know, like a couple of years ago, we were so bad at home, and I didn't think there was anything to it other than we just didn't really play good at those times. You know, they're fun things to look at. I'm glad we've kind of taken advantage of being home, but I still fall back on you play the game that night wherever you are and try to outplay the team you're playing.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Minnesota Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.